Psalm 119, we're in verses 63 and 64 this morning. And the King James says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. I used to dread reading Psalm 119 because it was so long. And as I've aged, I bow to this psalm. And I say, thank you, Jesus, for such a wonderful, wonderful group of scriptures that lead us to life and walking rightly before Him. I like it from the Message Bible. It says this, I'm a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Well, what is this psalm talking about? These specific verses. You're talking about friendship and companionship. And it's a time of thanksgiving. And I am thankful and grateful for the friends that God has put in my life, the Christian brothers and sisters that He's blessed me with, all of you, and others all around the United States, in fact, all around the world. It is so refreshing. I love to walk with God's people. And I was looking to see what other people had said about this psalm and these verses, and I came upon this from George Swinock. And he says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee. Birds of a feather will flock together. Servants of the same Lord, if faithful, will join with their fellows and not with the servants of his enemy. Good. Wow. Wow. Who we choose as friends makes a difference. Iron sharpens iron. And as we walk together, we encourage one another in the Lord. We walk hand in hand. We're upheld by one another. Right? And sometimes we even challenge one another. Is that true?
Yeah.
And that challenging helps us to grow. It helps to have Christian friends who will challenge you in the Lord. Amen. But to be birds of a feather, I love the way he said that. Swinock, you're a good man. I'll have a little chat with you or a cup of tea with you in heaven. Amen. I like to talk to people that think like this. We think alike. Amen. Servants of the same Lord. The same Lord. We have so much in common because Lordship is first and foremost in our minds. We don't serve ourselves. We're not here to serve ourselves. We're here to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And for that, I can be thankful. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and let's say this together as we go into worship. And let's go ahead and say it from the Message translation. I am a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Glory, hallelujah, friends.
That's
Let's
right.
praise him.
Amen.
Amen.